妹，今天晚上继续到真耶稣教会跟我们一起敬拜神。
We welcome friends and brothers and sisters to continue to attend our service this evening.
愿神丰盛的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the abundant blessing of the Lord be with you always.
我们家有一只小狗。
My house has a little puppy.
他的名字叫 Frego.
Oh, he's 那是男的。
男的。
好。His name is called Frego.
因为他脸上有斑点呢。
Oh, since his face has different dots.
我觉得他有一点丑。
Oh, I thought this dog is ugly.
但是我太太觉得他很温柔。
But my wife feels that this dog is very gentle, very meek.
有时候我会嫉妒这一只狗。
Sometimes I even envy this dog.
因为有时候我觉得我太太对狗比对我更温柔。
Because I feel that my wife treats this dog even nicer than treating me.
自从有了这只狗，我就发觉到狗真的很幸福。
Oh, I feel that God, when we have this dog, I feel that, you know, this dog is indeed very blessed.
每天早上，他就坐在你旁边，用那个让你没有办法拒绝的眼神看着你讨东西吃。
Every morning, this dog was sitting and looking at you, expecting you to feel it.
吃饱了，他就去躺在阳光下面休息。
And after he takes the food, and he lies down under the sun.
休息好了，他就因为他是猎狗啊，就去玩他的玩具，把那个玩具动物撕到这个碎片，他才甘愿。
After taking a rest, since it was a hound, and he started to tear apart the toys.
我觉得说真的，这只狗啊。又幸福又满足啊。
I feel this dog is so happy, is so satisfied.
我们人也是都在追求满足。
Man always try to pursue for satisfaction.
但是世界上有很多人很幸福，但是却不快乐。
Many people are very prosperous, yet they have no joy.
他拥有很多生命他想要拥有的东西。
They own a lot of stuff on this earth.
我们知道他不一定是一个快乐满足的人。
But not necessarily, he's a very happy and satisfied person.
各位朋友，今天我们来介绍耶稣就是今生的满足。
So we're going to study this. Jesus is a satisfaction in our lives.
我们来看经上一个人物，我们知道在没有耶稣之前，他是一个不够满足的人。
Let's study a character in the Bible. Before he knew Jesus, he was so unsatisfied.
他去试试看耶稣基督，试试看宗教可不可以给他满足。
He tried to find out whether a religion would satisfy him.
后来发觉到真的耶稣基督带给他生命最大的满足。
Finally, he indeed find out Jesus Christ will bring him the greatest satisfaction.
我们请翻开路加福音19章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 19.
我们可以把红线夹在这里。
Please place a bookmark on this page.
路加福音19章第一节到第三节。
Luke chapter 19 verse 1 to 3.
路加福音19章1到3节。
Luke chapter 19 verse 1 to 3.
耶稣进了约利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。第三节。
Three.
他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见。这边记载有一个人，他好像什么都有了。
In here, he recorded a man seems that he has everything.
但是呢，他还是不满足。
But he's still not satisfied.
他在他拥有之外呢，还要看看到底耶稣呢？是不是可以做他生命的满足？
After he possessed everything, he wanted to find whether Jesus Christ could actually satisfy his life.
这边特别记载呢，撒该他是一个税吏长。
In verse 2, he records that Zacchaeus was a chief, tax collector.
这是一个非常高的地位。
Such a high, ranking position.
可以说现在的国务局的、财务局的一个 CEO, 是一个令人羡慕的地位。
It's like a tax office, CEO.
我们都知道世人在公司里面在爬这个 corporate ladder, 在爬这个职位通常想最高的就是爬到总裁的位置。
And in any company, any decent sized company, when a person tries to climb up the corporate ladder, his final goal is to be the CEO.
真的，这个总裁啊，有自己的停车位置啊。
CEO has his own parking space.
他的办公室是全这个公司大楼最好看、最好的一个地方。
And his office is the most beautiful place, most beautiful office.
当他讲话的时候啊，很多员工都注视着他。
When he gives a speech, and all the employees will pay attention to him.
CNN.com 在介绍全世界最有钱的总裁，他们年薪是70个百万，7000万美金一年呢、啊。
Oh, so the CNN introduced the richest CEO in the world. In average, their salary is $70 million.
哦，这个是对，我们说年薪10万已经很高了，这个实在是有值我们想，哇，同样是啊，为公司劳苦流汗啊，总裁竟然可以收到这么高的一个薪水啊。
$100,000 salary is a lot of money, and yet those CEOs could make $70 million.
啊，所以虽然撒该他已经爬上了这个总裁的位置，他是一个财务长。
Zacchaeus, who was the chief tax collector.
但是啊，我们发觉到他心中还是一样没有满足的。
Still, he was not satisfied.
为什么呢？
What's the reason?
其实我们发觉到说，更高的职位带来是更多的责任。
The highest position, the more responsibility you are going to hold.
实际上讲，越有知识啊，就越多的筹款呢、啊。
The more wisdom you have, the more knowledge you have, and you have more greed.
所以，其实当很多人在爬这个更高位置的时候，也体会到一个事实。
So when the people try to climb up, climb to a higher position, they also discover a fact.
你说这样，你会想这样值得吗
？Is it worthy?
以前小弟在公司上班的时候
，And when I was still employed in the company,
有一个机会啊，也被升迁的地位啊，升迁的职位。
I had the opportunity to be promoted.
但是我就发觉到那个是不太值得的。
But I felt that position was unworthy.
因为那个升迁呢，让小弟啊要做很多独立作业的工作，以前。人家叫我们做什么，做什么就可以了。
The promotion resulted me have to do a lot of independent decisions.
要加更多的班。
I have to do extra works, a lot of overtime.
所以在同时我就看到很多报道啊，很多人他们被公司升迁的时候，他们就拒绝了。
I also read reports that a lot of people, when they have a chance to be promoted, they refused.
因为他们不愿意牺牲跟家人相聚的时间，把自己的生命卖给公司。
They don't want to sacrifice the time, spending with the company and with less, time to be with the family.
那即使我们当总裁啊，牺牲这么多时间，不一定我们所做的呢能够受别人的欢迎。
Even though we became a CEO of a company, not necessarily we have done, be happy with the others.
我们看传道书的第四章。
Be satisfied with the others.
传道书的第四章。
Let's refer to the book of Ecclesiastes.
13-16. 传道书第四章13-16。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 13-16.
贫穷而有智慧的少年人胜过年老不肯那练的愚昧王14。这人从监牢中出来做王，他在国中生来原是贫穷的15。
15。
我见日光之下一切行动的活人都跟随那第二位，就是起来代替老王的少年人16。
16。
他所治理的众人，就是他的百姓多的无数，在他后来的人尚且不喜悦他。这真是虚空，也是捕风。这在讲到人世间一个实际的一个现象。
This records an actual situation, in human life.
没有错的，一个年轻人啊，从微寒出来啊，他有智慧，他最后代替王老王来做王了。
Is it true that in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 13, as we read, better is a poor and wise youth than an old and foolish king?
但是虽然醉得好像很好，但是最后。后来的人也是不欢迎他的。
Still, later on, even he came to that position, he was not welcomed by his people.
所以即使您在公司，我们在公司当总裁啊，你会知道做得再好都是有人会嫌我们的。
No matter how you try to do in the company, still, people will complain about you.
圣经里面耶稣实在是做得很好，还是有人对他不满意。
Jesus has done a fine job, yet people are still not satisfied.
他如果做不好呢？
How about, what happens if you do a, you do a poor job?
其实这个地位带来是更多的伤害。
So the position, the higher the position, and the more damages you will receive.
你看美国近代的历史啊，有一个总统的罢免。
If you take the recent history of presidency.
当克林顿被罢免的时候，我想他那个新闻一出来啊，不只是他一个人难过，我想他的太太他的女儿也跟着难过。
When President Clinton was facing impeachment, he was unhappy and also his family members.
陈水扁先生啊，当了台湾的总统。
陈水扁 has become the president of the Republic of China.
最近也被罢免了。
And recently he also faced impeachment.
我们看到的不只是他个人的问题，我们看到是他的家人常常因为这个国家的动荡，有时候在一些时间啊，必须要逃到国外去啊。
So sometimes even the family members of a president had to leave the country and stay overseas.
所以没有错，爬不到很高的地位，像撒该做税吏长，好像人可以非常的满足。
Just like Zacchaeus, he has climbed up to such a high position, but he's not satisfied.
但是其实啊，有很多事情啊。有时候褒贬啊，有时候尤其有贬的时候呢，啊，又不只是自己受亏损，连家人都跟着一起受苦啊。
When you face criticism, and even your family members, have to suffer.
那问题是，即使我们当得再好，地位再高，圣经跟我们讲，人间的荣耀啊，没有人会纪念的。
Nobody will remember, the secular or the worldly glory.
我们看传道书的第一章第四节。
Let's refer to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 4.
传道书一章四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 4.
一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。十一节。
11.
已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代后来的人也不纪念。不管我们在这个时代多么的丰功伟业，多么的有成功。
No matter how successful you are on this earth.
莫西到真的日子一过啊，没有人会再纪念啊。
When the time passes by, nobody will remember.
我记得可能在这边讲过一个小故事。
Perhaps I shared with you a little story before.
有一个老兵啊，他很尊敬这个李将军啊，就是美国的内战那位李将军。
That's a veteran, old veteran, respected the General Lee.
所以每天带他四岁的孩子来到公园啊，一定要叫他儿子说，儿啊，你要跟李将军敬个礼。
So every time when he brought his son to the park, he asked his son to salute the statue.
那个李将军当然是骑在一只马 traveler, 齁、他那个身上啊。
He was riding on a horse.
那这个小孩子跟这个李将军敬了礼一个月之后呢，他突然问爸爸一个问题啊。
So after this boy had been saluting to the statue for a month, so then he asked his father a question.
爸爸爸爸，李将军好雄伟哦，但是坐在李将军那个人到底是谁啊？
Oh, he said, he is such a great hero. Who was that person he was riding on?
他以为那只马才是李将军啊。
So he thought the horse was General Lee.
所以真的那个你觉得啊，这些世代的人真的是很伟大，但是后来的人真的会纪念吗？
You thought all these heroes or important characters are important, when time passes by, will they still be remembered?
所以以赛亚书40章神就叫以赛亚说你呼喊吧。
So in the, in, 什么？
以赛亚书40章。
In Isaiah chapter 40, God asked him to cry out.
他说我喊什么呢？
So what I'm going to,
他说你喊啊，人世间的荣美像花一样。
And all the glory, on this earth is just like flower.
花，草要枯干，花要凋谢的。
And both grass and flowers will wither.
那这就是啊，我想地位带给人的一个心情。有一天你还是觉得有这个地位，你还是觉得心中还是很空洞的。
So this is the position, will come out, in the future as you will eventually feel vanity.
所以撒该对他的税吏长不满足。
So Zacchaeus was not satisfied with his position.
圣经又讲他是个财主。
The Bible also records that he was rich.
钱财啊，可以说是世人一个很多人追求的一个目标。
Wealth, men always pursue for wealth.
没有错，钱不是这个万能的。
Of course, money is not almighty.
尤其对属灵的事情，钱财不是万能的。
Especially, spiritually, money is not almighty.
所以我们常常听到，钱可以买书本，不能买知识。
Money can buy book, but it cannot buy knowledge.
钱可以买房子，不能买爱。
Money can buy a house, but it cannot buy love.
钱财可以买安眠药，不能买睡眠。
Money can buy sleeping tablets, but it cannot buy sleepness.
但是换一个方向来讲，我们会觉得钱财没有钱财也是万万不能。
In the contrary, if without money, nothing can be done.
我们这个会堂花了200多万，没有钱财怎么买得到呢
？We spend 2.2 million to buy this property. What happens if we have no money?
我们的孩子要上学，要上大学，没有钱财，我们怎么送他们上大学呢
？Our children are going to school. If without money, how can we send them for further education?
所以怪不得世人都以追求钱财做满足。
Of course, man always pursue for the wealth.
但是钱财真能够完全的满足人吗
？Can money really satisfy a person?
我们看传道书的5:10。
Let's refer to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书5:10。
Verse 10.
传道书5:10。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10.
贪爱银子的不应得银子之足，贪爱丰富的也不应得利益之足，这也是虚空。这是真的。
This is true.
那个钱财真的，如果有贪在里面啊，你有越多我们就想要更多了。
So if a person is in greediness for the money, then he will never be satisfied.
我知道这个贪这个字眼呢，真的好像无底坑一样的。
Greediness is just like a bottomless hole.
我认识一位太太。
I knew a lady.
她以前呢，刚从乡下搬到台北的时候呢，他想说啊，家庭很辛苦了哈，就在他们家面前呢、啊，摆一个汤圆呐、啊，卖汤圆呐、
啊。She moved from the countryside to Taipei City. Since she used to live in poverty, and she opened a small stall in front of her house.
那时候他就讲说啊，我每天只要赚50块钱台币哦，我就满足了。
So she said that she would be satisfied if she could make 50 and new Taiwan currency a day.
后来呢，他又去改去卖衣裳。
Oh, later on, she started to sell clothing.
她说：“哇，我每天只要赚500块钱台币，我就满足了。”
And she claimed that if she could make 500 NT currency, she would be satisfied.
后来她一天跑3个市场，早上一个，下午一个，晚上再一个。
And later on, she moved to 3 different markets every day.
她说：“我每天只要赚1000块钱，我就满足了。”
And again, she claimed that if I make $1,000 a day, I'll be satisfied.
你会知道人，无论你赚，我们赚多少呢？我们总是希望能够赚得更多。
So no matter how we make, we always desire for higher income.
啊，这所以这个贪心本身呢，这个钱多如果没有满足呢，你钱再多也不会满足的。
So if a man is rich yet he's not satisfied, what's the use of that?
我们来看传道书5:12。
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 12.
5:12.
Verse 12.
我们从第十节开始看哦。
Perhaps let's read from verse 10.
贪爱银子的不因银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不因利益知足，这也是虚空。11节。
11.
货物增添，吃的人也增添，物主得什么益处呢？不过是眼看而已。12节。
12.
劳碌的人不拘吃多吃少，睡得香甜，富足的人丰满却不容他睡觉，这是真的。
This is a true statement.
真的很多人哦，做劳力的工作，晚上睡得打呼啊。
When a person performs manual labor, he sleeps sound.
很多很有钱的人一直很烦恼，我这个钱到底要怎么用？晚上睡不着觉的。
But a lot of rich people, are getting worried, not knowing how to spend the money, how to invest the money, and they have insomnia.
我这个钱到底要投资 Google 比较好呢，还是投资雅虎比较合算呢？
So what should I invest into, Google or Yahoo?
啊，真的会睡不着觉的。
And they couldn't get into any sleep.
那再来，钱财带给另外一个负面，我们看继续读下去。
Also, money brings another negative impact.
12节、13节。
First,
我见日光之下有一宗大祸患。就是财主积财缓害自己。14节。
14.
因遭祸患，这些资财就消灭了。那人若生了一个儿子，手也一无所有。这么提到说呢，有的人积财啊， 财产太多，有时候会害了自己呢。
Some people try to accumulate wealth, and yet it will cause a negative result.
这个到底要怎么样去思想呢
？How I'm going to meditate this?
如果您从台湾来的，这个就不难了解了。
If you came from Taiwan, it is very easy to explain.
最近呢、啊，台湾的这个整容医师啊，大赚钱。
In Taiwan, the cosmetic surgeons make a lot of money.
我最近台湾最有名的两位整容医生啊。他们家人或是他们都遭到勒索啊，甚至他们家人被绑架。
Recently, the two most popular cosmetic surgeons, their family members were kidnapped.
啊，有钱哦，别人家可能会眼红的。
If you have rich people, were jealous at you.
真的有一段时间呢、啊，在台湾很多绑架的时候呢，很多有钱人他们都有 limousine， 然后有自己的司机。
Years ago, when there are a lot of kidnappings happening in Taiwan, many of the rich men have their own chauffeurs, they have owned the limos.
后来因为绑架的人都绑坐在后面的人啊，所以后来财主啊就自己当司机了，请司机坐后面当老板哦。
Since the thief will always kidnap the passengers. So later on, the passengers, the rich men becomes the chauffeurs themselves.
所以这个财物有时候会带来别人的嫉妒啦。
So wealth will bring jealousy.
我们再看读，继续读下去啊。
Let's continue to read.
我们看传道书五章的第五节。他怎么样从母胎赤身而来，也必照样赤身而去。他所劳碌的得来的，手中分毫不能带去。16节，他来的情形怎样，他去的情形也怎样，这也是一种大祸患。他为风劳碌有什么益处呢？真的，即使我们再有钱啊，我们会觉得到说，钱这种东西是生不带来，死不带走的。
It is indeed true that we came empty-handed and we leave the world also empty-handed.
所以，这场战争没有一个人可以赢过。
Nobody can prevail over.
我们走的时候什么也带不走啊。
Death. So when we are dead, we brought nothing with us.
圣经在形容亚历山大大帝。
The Bible describes the Alexander the Great.
在形容他在30岁啊的左右呢，就已经统治欧亚非三洲那个很快的速度。
At the age of 30, he conquered both Europe, Asia, and Africa. Three continents.
他好像一只豹啊，又有鹰的翅膀赐给他。
He's like
鸟的翅膀赐给他。
He's a leopard with wings.
他说这只豹呢，跑起来是脚不沾尘的。换句话说，他真的在很快的时间就可以统治那个世界。
So this leopard was actually floating over the lands, the continents.
谈到他那统治的速度非常的快。
He actually ruled over in a very high speed.
但是他很年轻就过世了。
But Alexander the Great died in his very young age.
过世的时候，他叫人家把他的棺木啊挖两个洞，把手伸出来。
He asked these men to drill two holes on both sides of the body.
游街告诉世人，你看我一辈子所得到的就是。两袖清风
and carried his casket with his hand stretched out, showing to the people that, and I am empty-handed.
怪不得撒该，虽然是税吏长有地位，虽然是财主，他心中还是一个洞，没办法填满的。
So even Zacchaeus was such a rich man, he was not satisfied.
我们再看撒该啊，不满足，虽然他也享受过罪恶。
Although he was indulged in sin.
还是不满足、哦、我们看路加福音19章的第7节
Let's read Luke chapter 19 verse 7
路加福音19章第7节
Luke chapter 19 verse 7
众人看见都私下议论说他进到罪人家里去住宿当耶稣要去撒该家的时候
When Jesus Christ was about to be a guestin Zacchaeus house.
众人都觉得哇这个义人耶稣拉比啊怎么可以到罪人家去做客呢
The people murmured, how could a rabbi to be a guest in a sinner's house?
税吏在当时代是一个公认的罪人。
Tax collector was a commonly known sinner.
很多人以犯罪为满足。
Many people commit sin to satisfy himself.
真的啊罪本身啊有一种吸引的能力啊。
A sin can attract a person.
撒该他用犯罪，他用一种违背良心的方法赚钱，不晓得这个违背良心这样一个方法对他本身有没有吸引力啊
？Zacchaeus was collecting the money, through a sinful way, we don't know whether he is going to be satisfied.
但是真的世界上很多的罪啊，人一沾上了，你就会知道他就被吸引住了。
When a person was indulged in sin, he was so attracted and so attached to the sin.
那个犯罪有一个快感呢。
So committing sins will make a person happy.
有一个孤儿啊，从小跟祖母一起长大。
That was an orphan. That was an orphan grew up with his grandmother.
他的祖母对他不是太好。
But the grandmother did not treat him well.
他心情常常很不好，所以呢，常常就踢他们的家，踢他们家的鸡啊，哇，一踢鸡就哇哇叫。
So he was upset, always kicking, always kicking the chickens.
哎，这个一踢一踢哦，踢久了觉得很满足哎，你心情不好就踢鸡哦。
So he was so satisfied. So when he was in, when he was bad mood, he started to kick the chicken.
那踢鸡踢久了这个满足还不够，他说，哎，那只猫我很讨厌，这是祖母最爱的猫。
So after a while, he was not satisfied, and when he saw the cat, that was loved by his grandmother.
说来杀他哦，斩他的头，那个感觉不晓得多好啊。
So if I can chop off his head, I'm so satisfied.
啊，真的，他就把那个猫绑起来，就哇拿斧头啪一声就下去，哇，那个好快感，好快乐的感觉啊。
He tied off the cat and used an axe, an axe to chop off his head.
那后来呢？那个快感哦，还是不能满足他。说现在如果哦，来试试看，人不晓得有什么样的味道啊。
Again, he was still not satisfied. How about I try out man?
后来他真的做了一个杀人犯了。
And he became a murderer.
那个从小小的一种快感的一种感觉来的。
So he became a murderer because this fun are just small things he has done.
所以你看，那个罪本身有吸引的满足。满足感的。
So, sin can attract a person, to indulge himself and be satisfied.
所以我们看那个杀人的被关之后，出来之后呢，你看新闻啊，常常还是继续去杀人。
So, even when a murderer was released from the prison, he will still continue to kill.
那个对小孩子不礼貌的、侮辱小朋友的，被抓了之后呢，出来他还是去学校附近寻找他的猎物。
因为 a child abuse a person after release, you continue to do the same thing.
因为他才觉得在做的那个时候呢，满足是很大的。
So he was doing these things, he was so satisfied.
所以罪本身有快感。
So a sin will result some kind of satisfaction.
但是在那一刹那，那个快感之后呢，其实啊，带来是一种相当大的空虚了。
But this only will last for a short period of time. So after everything is over, is indeed so in vain.
因为神把良知良能放在人的心上。
God placed conscience in our mind, in our heart.
如果他那个良心又被清干净，他会觉得哇，哎呀，我那个其实那个痛苦比前面那个快感呢，啊，那个更加痛苦啊。
So when he was rebuked by his conscience, he will suffer even more.
诸位朋友，罪啊，带来隔绝。
Friends, sin will isolate a person.
罪带来神跟人的隔绝，带来人跟人的隔绝。
Sin will isolate a person from God and also from man.
那个跟人跟神隔绝，那个心中那种孤单的感觉啊，没有人世间没有什么物质可以填满那个空白，那个孤单的感觉。
When a person is isolated from God, he is indeed in loneliness.
啊，我听过一个姐妹做见证啊，我常常在讲这个故事。
Once I heard a sister testify,
and I always like to repeat the story. 她一段时间，就像今天中午我们听那个姐妹的见证，她应着景象啊，不回来找耶稣基督。
Just like we heard the testimony this afternoon, the sisters have a stiff neck, refusing to return to God.
他常常跟同学去做一些很刺激的事情。
So this sister testified that she always follow her classmates to do something very exciting.
但是当三更半夜独自一个人回家的时候
，But after returning home late at night,
当看到月亮的时候。
And when she was looking at moon,
当清风吹过她的脸庞的时候
，when the wind blows at her,
发觉到内心那种空洞啊，比刚刚的快感啊，那种空洞来得更大。
She really felt vanity, in her heart.
罪可以给人满足，带来更多的虚空。
Sin may bring satisfaction, yet it will bring even more vanities.
撒该这些都试过了。
Zacchaeus tried every way.
地位、钱财、罪恶，没有一样可以让他真正的满足。
The high-ranking positions, wealth, couldn't satisfy him.
所以他就来试试 耶稣基督，他去看看耶稣。
He tried to look for Jesus.
我们来看一看他怎么看耶稣的。
And how did he see Jesus?
我们再来看路加福音19章第三节。
Let's back to Luke chapter 19 verse 3.
19章第三节
Luke chapter 19 verse 3
他要看看耶稣是怎么样的人只因人多他的身量又矮所以不得看见今天我们要找耶稣的过程当中呢常常不是一下子我们就找得到耶稣的、
The process of looking for Jesus is not it doesn't happen that we found him almost right away
常常有人阻挡在我们前面、
There's hindrances
撒该虽然很矮啊，如果耶稣旁边没有人啊，他一样可以看到耶稣基督的。
Since Zacchaeus was of short stature, if no one, there's no one in front of him, he will be able to see Jesus almost right away.
所以今天我们来信耶稣呢，要排除从人来的障碍。
We have to remove all the human hindrance.
当以色列百姓要出埃及的时候
，During the Exodus,
法老王不让他们出去的。
King Pharaoh refused to let them out.
今天我们要脱离魔鬼掌握来信耶稣的时候啊，有一些灵界的啊王借着人借着事阻挡我们不让我们很这个非常非常非常顺利的来接近耶稣基督。
When we are going to try to be free from the bondage of Satan's in the spiritually the demons through man,And of various way try to stop us.
这些人有时候是我们最亲爱的人呢。
Those people could be our mostly close relatives.
最近在伯恩帕教会有一位青年啊，大学生，他想要受洗。
That is a college students in Bowen Park Church, wish to be baptized.
受洗之前，他妈妈跟他这样讲啊。
Prior to his baptism, the mother told him,
如果你敢去受洗齁，从今天晚上你就不可以住我的家，就不可以回来家里住就对了。
If you dare to be baptized, and from this evening, you will not be allowed to stay in this house.
他爸爸妈妈没有在一起，他妈妈跟他可以说是相依为命。
His father doesn't live with him. He is so closely attached to the mother.
妈妈是拜火的，她想说，我只有这么一个儿子，你去信耶稣，我不是什么都没有了吗？
His mother is very fervent, faithful idol worshipper. So if a son becomes a Christian, she is totally lost.
我们这位青年呢，我真的是很感动啊。
I'm so touched. I was so touched by this youth.
他说真的，他就晚上没有回家找朋友家住啊。
So that evening, he didn't stay in the house and live with his friend.
真的，我后来我们勉励他，没有关系啦，齁，我们台湾话讲说齁，气囝气无影啦，生气孩子是生气像影子啦，不可能是真的啦，所以妈妈齁，受洗之后就会没事啦。
So we try to encourage this youth, maybe this could be just temporary. So after you are baptized, your mother probably will no longer be helping you.
这个青年他胜过了，后来受洗两个礼拜之后呢，妈妈又让他回家跟他一起住了。
Thanks the Lord, this youth prevailed over. So two weeks after his baptism, his mother welcomed him back.
撒该来耶稣之前，真的有一道人群在阻挡他的。
Before Zacchaeus could come to see Jesus, there was a crowd in front of him.
但是撒该怎么表现呢
？So what he had done?
我们看19章第四节，撒该就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。我觉得哈，我每次想象这幅图画，我就觉得非常有趣啊。
Every time when I read this verse, I feel this is a very interesting scenario.
我们这里做一个毽子我们可以想象那个毽子爬树我们一定讲哇，毽子好可爱，它会爬树。
If we ask James to climb a tree, then we will say, "Oh, how lovely it is."
我们如果叫 Brother John 去爬树我们一定会觉得，哎，这个人怎么穿着西装还爬树呢？
If you ask me, if you ask Brother John to climb up the trees, that is very funny.
傻瓜
Especially he's wearing a suit.
撒该是一个有身份、有地位、大家都认识的人呢。
撒该 is such a popular figure. He's known by everybody.
那为了认识耶稣基督，这个他真的是脸面子都不顾了，他就爬到那个桑树上面去了。
He would lose his face, especially he's climbing up a tree. It was sycamore tree.
这跟我们讲他追求耶稣那个心态啊，是什么身份地位，连他都不要的，他就一心就要看看耶稣基督啊，要寻找耶稣基督的。
He put aside his wealth, his status, and everything, just with only one simple heart, seeking for Jesus.
真的，今天很多高贵人士来到我们教会的时候，不太习惯我们的祷告啊。
There's some people coming to church and not very used to our prayer.
就说哇，你们的祷告真的不太雅观哦。
They might even criticize that your prayer is not very, it's kind of, a, you know, it's not, that doesn't have a good, doesn't look good.
所以真的有时候，这个要叫他跪下来哦，要叫他这样子，亲自迫切祷告，对很多人来讲呢，真的是不合乎他的身份跟地位的。
To many people, it is against, his status to kneel down and pray.
但是感谢主啊，我们在教会里面呢、啊，看到好多人呢、啊，他们真的一心一意追求神。
But thank the Lord, in our church, we still notice a lot of people having simple heart to come to look for Jesus.
真的可以把社会上的那一个身份地位、那个外袍啊，可以把它拿掉的。
And they just simply put aside their high-ranking position and anything from this.
常常看到一些真的啊，在社会上别人尊敬的人呢，到教会里面来，把身份地位爬掉。祷告到这个流眼泪流鼻涕都有啊。
They are highly respected in the society, yet when they come to church, they knell and they cry and even shed tears.
后来神进入他们心中不是没有理由的。
Of course, Jesus enters into the heart, dwells in the heart.
我们看19章的第五节。
Let's read chapter 19, verse 5.
19章第五节。
Verse 5.
路加福音19章第五节。耶稣到了那一头抬头一看对他说撒该快下来。今天我必住在你家里面，您知道吗？一个真正想要追求神的人呢，神啊，耶稣都知道的。
So when a person truly seek for the Lord, even Jesus could read his mind.
耶稣知道他的名字。
Jesus even knows his name.
我在想那个时候他一定非常讶异，怎么耶稣会知道我的名字呢
？Zacharias must be very very surprised. How could Jesus know my name?
啊，诸位朋友，真的，我们来到教会啊，常常很多人不认识你是谁啊。
When you come to church, a lot of people don't know you.
但是如果你真的存心啊，真的有一心一意追求神，神真的早早就认识你了。
If you have a simple mind to seek for Jesus, He knows you a long time ago.
所以主要是在那个人的心怎么样的。
The most important is your attitude.
在几年前啊，大概十几年前吧，大同教会啊，有一群北士商的女生啊，好多好多北士商的女生。到大同教会来慕道。
More than 10 years ago, there are a lot of students from the Taipei's business college came to the church as true seekers.
那其中我就看到一位姐妹的后来受洗姐妹的见证。
And later on, I read a testimony.
因为她心里非常愁苦。
She was very sorrowful.
除了她的家境她的那个情绪。他就心中的感觉，如果有耶稣，有一个大有能力的耶稣可以帮助他，不晓得有多好。
Because of her backgrounds and her emotion, she truly felt that if the Lord can help her, how nice it will be.
所以当很多同学都在想，这个教会祷告好可疑哦。他这个一看都不管，他是想到说，如果有耶稣可以帮助我，那个有多好。
Many of her schoolmates even doubt about our prayer.But she has a very simple, simple mind. When she knelt down to pray, he could sense to the warmness of God.
神知道真的追求他的人呢，神绝对不会使他失望的。
The Lord will never disappoint a person who truly seeks for him.
甚至有时候我们觉得自己非常的不配，自己的罪太重，像撒该他是一个公认的罪人，他一定会觉得很奇怪，怎么这个义人拉比愿意到我家里面来呢？
Especially like Zacharias, he's a known sinner, and yet he was so amazed that how come Jesus wanted to come to my house?
所以朋友，耶稣基督是罪人的朋友啊。
Friends, Jesus Christ is a friend of sinners.
在我们外面呢、啊，这个更新探索那个系列上面呢，我看到一位弟兄的见证。
That is a testimony from the tract outside.
他这位弟兄他是一个职业军人啊。
He is a professional, a military personnel.
他刚开始来慕道啊就是看到一行字很吸引他，他说耶稣是道路真理生命，他说哇 到底耶稣是谁？他是道路，是真理，是生命。到底他是谁？
The first time, he was attracted by this, statement. Jesus, is the truth, path and life.
后来他就到南澳教会啊，台湾的南澳教会去慕道了。
Later on, he became a true seeker in 南澳 church.
哇，他觉得在那边弟兄姐妹每个人都很有爱心。
He could sense to the love of brothers and sisters.
啊，那个道理真的是讲得很好。
And the sermon was so beautiful.
啊，也亲眼看到啊，一个弟兄姐妹的爱心哦，有一个长期瘫痪的人呐。那这个弟兄长期都用摩托车啊，拖那个长期躺在床上的人呢，拖来教会聚会这样子。
He also noticed a paralyzed patient was always carried by the brother to the church using his motorcycle.
亲眼看到，当那个弟兄接受真耶稣教会大水洗受洗的时候呢，他自己啊抬单杠下去的，走路上来，亲眼看到。不能动的人呢，自己走路上来的。
He noticed this paralytic patient was carried into the water to be baptized, and after he came out of the water, he could even walk to the shore.
后来他也得到圣灵了。
Later on, this person also received the Holy Spirit.
但是很不巧，他就被调到北部的一个深山里面去那边服务了。
Unfortunately, he was relocated and stationed in a more remote area.
啊，他又被升官，又没有教会可以去。啊，他就觉得又要应酬，所以常常觉得做了自己觉得虽然他还没有受洗啊，觉得一个慕道者不应该做的事情啊，
time,
就是一个相信耶稣的人不应该做的事情啊。
At that time he was a true seeker, and he was promoted and did a lot, promoted, but there's no church, in his camp area, so he felt that it was very inappropriate.
他又觉得自己好脏哦，在耶稣面前自己很惭愧。
He also felt that he was so defiled, so ashamed.
不敢上教会啊。
He dared not to come to church.
不敢祷告神呢。
He dared even not to pray.
可是哦，因为长期这样子应酬啦，这种罪恶啦，他的心那个空洞太大了。
Since he has a lot of social activities and all that, he felt the vanity in his mind.
啊，最后受不了啊。
And he couldn't stand for this anymore.
就找一个没有人的空地啊，他在那边祷告啊，祷告求神啊。
So he prayed to the Lord, open ground, without any person.
当他一祷告的时候呢，发现到，哎，那个圣灵还是一样的降到他身上。
So when he prayed, he could still feel that the Holy Spirit came upon him.
他就说啊，虽然我这么样的不值，这么样的软弱，耶稣还是罪人的朋友啊。
And he felt that even I'm such a weak person, I'm so unworthy, Jesus still the friend of sinners.
感谢主，后来接着华冈团契的同龄又把他带到大同教会去了。
Later on, he was guided by the Hua Gang Fellowship, bringing him to the Da Tong Church.
所以，诸位朋友，耶稣是罪人的朋友。
Jesus is a friend of sinners.
只要我们一心来追寻他
，as long as we have the desire to pursue him,
他会叫您的名字。
He will call your name.
他愿意住到你的心里面去。
He will dwell in your heart.
摩西道说，这个事情就是撒该心。他生命一个最大的满足了。
So this is the greatest satisfaction of Zacchaeus in his life.
我们来看路加福音19章的第六节。
Let's continue to read Luke chapter 19 verse 6.
19章第六节。
Verse 6.
撒该就急急忙忙的下来，欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣基督了。哦，真的，接待耶稣基督成为他生命当中最大的喜乐。
So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully.
他以前没有朋友，现在有一个义人的朋友。
In the past, he had no friends. Now he has a friend of, now he has a righteous friend.
他以前没有盼望，现在有盼望。
In the past, he was hopeless. Now he has a new hope.
他以前没有救恩，现在有救恩。
In the past, he has no salvation, but now, he was saved.
真的，耶稣成为他生命最大的喜乐。
So Jesus Christ became his greatest joy.
诸位朋友，如果你相信耶稣基督啊
，Friends, if you believe in Jesus.
真的相信这件事情常常要成为你全家的一个大喜乐。
It will become the greatest joy.
在圣经上有一个有记载一个故事一个禁足的有位一个禁足
That is a jailer in the Bible.
他的工作就是看管监狱。
His job is to take care of the prisoners.
有一天他看到有两个陌生人在唱诗
One day he heard two strangers singing hymn.
怎么突然之间大地震呢？
And that was an earthquake.
哇，不得了！那整个监牢的门通通打开了。
And all the gates were opened.
那是他又仔细一看，哇，不得了！所有犯人的这个手链、脚链，通通解开了。
Even all the chains were released.
这个在罗马律法下，如果罪人逃跑他一定是很惨很惨的。
Under the Romanian law, if the prisoners escape, and he will surely die.
他想说, 这下完蛋了, 以其被人家杀死, 不如自杀算了。
He was so frightened and tried to suicide.
刀一拔起来, 想要砍自己的时候,
and he pulled the sword and about to kill him.
那个唱诗的传道人叫保罗说, 你等一等, 啊, 我们都没有逃跑。
保罗,
保罗,
one of them was Paul and told him, don't harm yourself, we are all here.
后来保罗跟他的全家传福音,
and Paul later on testified to this jailer and his family.
事实上讲说他跟他全家信主之后全家都很喜乐。
After they believed in the Lord, the entire family were baptized and they were full of joy.
这是如果我们仔细想, 真的呢, 这是对他们来讲是一个天大的喜乐啊。
This is the greatest joy they ever had.
想想看, 如果没有保罗介绍耶稣基督给他,
if without Paul introduced Jesus to them,
他自杀了,
then he will kill himself.
他的太太是没有了丈夫,
his wife lost the husband,
他的孩子没有了爸爸,
and his children were without a father.
这个家庭没有收入的来源,
and this family will have no income.
这个家一定马上进入一个愁云惨雾, 困难马上就实在,
and this family will throw into the greatest sorrow and grief
in their life.
But Jesus appeared to them in their life.
虽然事业上经过了一个最大的危机,
he went through a crisis.
但是呢, 因为耶稣基督啊,
but,
他跟他全家都很喜乐,
but because of Jesus, his entire family was full of joy.
小弟当传道大概八年多,
I have been a full-time minister for almost 8 years.
啊, 每次的工作就是帮人家施洗啊。
Every time when there's opportunity, I baptize.
啊, 没有看过别人施洗了, 哦, 这几年。
And in this several years, I didn't...
站在岸上看人家施洗过了。
In this past years, I seldom stand on the shore and watch the other people to be baptized.
这次的, Garden Grove 教会啊, 林恩会啊, 伯恩帕教会, 有两位去 祭他们施洗啊。
Oh, during this recent convocation, two members from Bowen Park were baptized during the special convocation of Garden Grove.
小弟就去观礼啊, 在岸上看, 哦,
so I went to attend the water baptism as an observer.
那一天刚好那个受洗很平静的地方呢, 污染啊, 所以他们到一个, 那个人家在滑浪的地方啊, 在那边施洗, 那个浪很大。
Since their original place was so polluted, they moved to a site we're serving.
但是哦, 小弟看到一个很有趣的现象,
and I noticed a very interesting thing.
无论大小啊, 每一个从岸上, 从水里上来的人呢, 哇, 脸上充满了笑容啊。
And those newly baptized who came out of the water was full of joy.
好像他们从,
and they smile.
真的, 你如果, 真的, 你看那个脸啊, 好像他们中了爱国奖券一样啊, 真的。
When you notice their facial expression, it seems that they win the lottery.
信耶稣, 是傻该, 认识耶稣是傻该, 生命当中最大的满足。
So to believe in Jesus is the greatest satisfaction of Sakai.
满足大到什么样程度呢?
So what kind of satisfaction was that?
我们看19章第8节。
Let's read verse 8.
撒该站着对主说, 主啊, 我把我所有的一半给穷人, 我若讹诈了谁就还谁四倍。 旧约的律法, 如果你偷别人家一只羊, 你要还四只的。
According to the Mosaic law, if you stole a lamb from the others, you have to repay it for.
所以他觉得, 他现在信耶稣了, 所有的道理他都要遵守。
Since he was converted, if he believed in Jesus, he had to keep the law.
但是圣经上没有讲说你要把你的财产一半给人家, 没有这样讲的啦。
But the Old Testament law never instructed a person to give away half of your belongings.
他那个满足大道, 没有关系的, 我好高兴的, 我一半通通可以给穷人, 没有问题的。
He was so satisfied, he didn't even care to give half of his belongings to the poor.
那个好像个杯子啊, 那个水已经溢出来了, 他不得不分享, 把他的喜乐分享出去了。
Just like a blessing, was overflowing, so he had to share with the others.
诸位朋友, 今天耶稣啊, 是很多人的一个最大的满足。
Friends, Jesus is the greatest satisfaction.
从圣经古道到现今, 都是这样子的。
If you read the Bible from the ancient time to the modern time, it's always like that.
在旧约有一个很有名的人叫摩西。
During the Old Testament time, there is the character called Moses.
你要论成就啊, 论政治啊, 他可以说是带领两百万人啊, 啊, 出埃及的一个人啊。
If you just talk about his personal success, he led 2 million of people out of Egypt.
说宗教的地位, 他可以说是三大宗教的先知。
He is a prophet.
他是基督教的先知, 是回教的先知, 也是啊，犹太教的先知。
He is the prophet of Christianity, of Judaism, and also Islam.
论法律上的成就，如果你到 DC Library 啊 ，DC 那边的一个图书馆，所有的律法学家历代以来，他是人类第一个律法学家，法律学家。
He is the first lawmaker.
但是他生命当中满足是这些吗？
Was he just satisfied by all of this?
圣经上讲没有啊，他说神啊
no, absolutely not.
让我来见你的面啊。
He said, Lord, I would like to see you.
Show me thy glory.
Show me thy glory.
请你让我看看你的荣耀。
He asked God to show his glory.
神很怜悯他，他说没有人可以看我的。
God is very merciful and said that nobody can see my face.
但是那里有个洞哦。我要从你面前经过了，那我暂时把你放在洞中，我会把你经过，把你眼睛盖起来了。
So I place you in a hole with your eyes covered.
我过去的时候，你可以看我的背面啊，可以看我的后面啊，那前面你看不到哦。
When I was passing by, you can only see my back, not my face.
摩西这样他就满足了。
Moses was so satisfied.
真的好多人以神做满足。我们看诗篇的17篇。
Let's refer to Psalm, scroll Psalm 17.
诗篇的17篇。
Psalm 17.
我们来读14节、15节。
Verse
14节，神啊，求你用手救我脱离世人，脱离那只在今生有福分的世人。你把你的财宝充满他们的肚腹，他们因我儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物留给他们的婴孩。十五节，至于我必在意中见你的面，我醒了的时候得见你的形象就心满意足了。这是一个君王大卫的诗歌。
This psalm was written by King
David. 他有很多的孩子，有很多的钱财。
He has a lot of children and a lot of wealth.
他知道人类都以有孩子做满足。
He knows that people are satisfied with children.
也把钱财给他们的儿女做满足。
And also give the wealth to the children to be satisfied.
他说，只要我在醒来在意中见你的面，我就心满意足了。
Yeah, he said, I shall be satisfied when I awake.In your likeness.
真的，这是他在生命当中一个最大的体会啊。
This is his greatest experience.
今天在我们真耶稣教会里面呢，很多人的满足就是得见耶稣基督。
Also in Jesus Church, a lot of people are satisfied when seeing Jesus.
今天下午我们传道谈到啊，我们在神学院啊面谈的时候。
This afternoon, the Pastor Liang mentioned about when we were interviewed by the theological seminar.
我们有个青年人呢，他三年把大学念完。
That was a youth spent 3 years to complete his college.
在大公司做过经理。
He was also a manager in big company.
后来自己出来创业。
Later on, he started his own business.
我知道人世间这一切啊，都不能够满足他的心。
We noticed that none of these things on earth can satisfy him.
有一次在NYTS。
Once during the NYTS,
他跪下来祷告。
He knelt down to pray.
他真的感受到好像神就在他前面跟他对话。
He could truly sense that God was talking to him face to face.
他可以问神问题。
He could even ask God questions.
神可以回答他问题。
And also the Lord will respond to his questions.
真的很奇妙，那一次的 NYTS 啊，我们很多工人看到他祷告，他都是仰着头，那个边讲灵言，他的嘴角都是开着的，都是笑着的。
And it's so miraculous. Many of workers noticed that when he was praying in the NYTS, he was actually, he raised his hand and with smiles.
人世间最给他最大的满足就是耶稣基督本身啊。
So the greatest satisfaction he ever have, is from Jesus.
满足到他一定要出来啊，为神而服事啊。
He is so satisfied that he want to dedicate himself to serve the Lord.
各位朋友，你这个生命啊，寻求什么呢？
Friends, what are you seeking for?
我们可以寻求地位的。
We can seek for position.
我们可以寻求钱财的。
We can seek for wealth.
当然，我们不要寻求罪恶。
Of course, we shouldn't seek for sin.
但是有一件你不可以不寻求的。
There's one thing that you have to seek for.
那就是耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
没有他。
Without him.
我们的心永远有一个没有办法填满的洞。
And our heart can never, never be satisfied.
愿耶稣做你的满足。
May the Lord, be your satisfaction.
341首。
Let's sing him 341. Please be seated.
最近在一个家庭聚会啊，有位朋友得到圣灵。
Recently, during one of the family services, a friend received the Holy Spirit.
为什么他在那一次得到圣灵呢
？And why did he receive the Holy Spirit during the family service?
因为在聚会前呢、啊，刚好看到一对年轻夫妇的膝盖、啊。
Before he received the Holy Spirit, he noticed the kneecap of a couple.
他说：“哇，你们这个弟兄啊，他的脚怎么好像，怎么好像变形？不是变形，怎么膝盖那里肿，好像很奇怪啊！”哦，
I just wonder, how come the kneecaps are like that? The knee are like that.
后来那个主人跟他说：“啊，那个都是跪的一个结果啦。”
This is a result of being kneeled for a long time.
哦，那个朋友啊，因为在其他教会啊，经历过很多的聚会啊，那时候很感动啊。
He attended a lot of services in other denominations, so he was so touched.
哇，真耶稣教年轻人能够这样祷告。
He was so amazed to see, seeing that even, the youth could pray, like this.
所以那天晚上呢，他就要学习啊，用那样的一个精神啊，不怕苦的精神啊，用心的来跟天上的神祈求啊。
So he also wanted to kneel, and seek for the Lord.
真的，他的用心神知道，就好像撒该的心神知道一样。
Just like, Zacchaeus, the attitude of Zacchaeus.
所以我们来到神面前，不要客气啊。
Don't be shy when you come to the front of the
Lord. 让我们把我们外面的这些那我们回想像小孩主耶稣一定会接纳我们。
So we should return to be like a child and will be accepted by Jesus.
愿主耶稣在今天晚上将他宝贵的圣灵降在你的身上。
May the Lord give you the precious Holy Spirit this evening.
现在要接受按手的，要求圣灵，求体验，求医病的，不要客气，请到前面来。
If you want to pray for the Holy Spirit for healing for any reasons, please come forward.
信心来到主面前。
We come to the Lord with faith.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together one accord.